ask for cheating. But, you know what? God speaks in whatever broad order God wants to speak. Have you accepted that fact? God does what God wants to do. And if we will respond correctly to God, it doesn't really matter where it is. As far as I'm concerned, Acts 14 could have been written right after Genesis 4, if that's where God wants this brought in to play. And so God began to take me through Acts 14. And I've noted this before in my Bible, just the simple fact that for some odd reason, when the disciples learned that people were going to try to kill them, in this instance, they fled for their lives. Now, we know Paul was let down over a wall of the basket once. We know that the disciples were scattered here, there, and everywhere, different times, you know. But in this instance, they had quite a ministry going right there. But there were some people plotting to kill them. Well, hey, that's not a problem for God. But in this instance, they ran. Now, I happen to believe that they ran because they responded to the Spirit of God. That in this situation, when the word came to them to run, the Spirit of God said, or the word came to them that they were going to be destroyed or killed, God simply said, the Spirit of God said, it's time to run. Because we know that the Apostle Paul, when they were going to take him to Rome, and people were tying his hands with his own belt and saying, this is what they're going to do to you, Paul said, well, that's okay, God says, I need to go there. But in this instance, word came out, the crowd, how often did they get word that the crowds were against them? Every place they went. Because the religious guys didn't have anything better to do than follow them around and try to stop what they were doing. But they couldn't stop it, could they? Nor could they have stopped them here, except for this was the first response in a series of responses. And that's why I said it's interesting. This is a running oratory of several different responses that ended up in a miracle. And I think if we look at our lives, we can think about the fact of how one response to what God says leads to the next opportunity to respond, leads to the next opportunity to respond. Ultimately, if we don't faint, we will reap. Ultimately, we will overcome. He that endures to the end. And Bernie prayed this morning that we would have strength to endure. And we need that. We need strength. We need confidence in God, in what God can do, so that we will endure all the way through and we will make the proper responses. And listen, sometimes the proper response is going to be, whoops, I'm sorry, Lord, I missed it. But we need to respond to get back on the track. And so they responded and they ran. Did they hide? No. They responded. They came to the next place and God said, this is where I want you to preach the good news. Well, they weren't really that far from where the people were that wanted to kill them. It's not like, you know, it's not like they were preaching at Hymar and they went around to Africa. It wasn't like it would take them 80 years to get to where they were at the time. It was like they just moved nearby, basically. The same people that wanted to kill them couldn't be out there to kill them. In fact, if we keep reading, we'll find out that those same people did follow up, and it was those same people that managed to stone Paul. But he had them stop there, and they began to preach the good news. They responded. They didn't say, but Lord, we're still close to those guys, take us further. They just started preaching the good news. They did what the Spirit of God told them to do. And someone prayed this morning about that, that we would just do what the Spirit of God tells us to do. That we would just be faithful. Now, and that's why we wanted to pray for the gifts and ears to hear. Because Jesus said, let him who has ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And so we need to be prepared all the time to hear what God is saying. What does God think about this? You know, we talk about this a lot. What is God thinking? What is God saying? What does God want about this? Taking the few seconds that it takes to make the right response. And we're not talking just about responding to something that's going to change the whole world. Sometimes we're just talking about something, responding to something that's going to change the person we're with right then. Or our own attitude, our own life, our own whatever we're going to do. Because even the tiniest things, there's not a tiny thing where God is concerned. It's always important that we respond correctly to God. And so they responded. The next response that the Lord pointed out to me was the response of the man with crippled feet. The word got out there somewhere, somehow. And the man with the crippled feet got himself to the place where he could hear the preaching.